The 11 o'clock hour of Willie and Tally
begins now. We'll play trivia next, in case you've been waiting. I'm not a huge fan of the phrase catching strays.
Why not?
I just don't. You know, Rich Bisaccia changing gunners on punt coverage to flyers, that kind of thing.
Sure. You and Rich.
Yeah, we're very
saving the world.
A lot of luck. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're very woke. So what I don't like, though, even worse than the phrase, is when we catch those strays.
Okay.
Fair.
And yesterday, now, does this raise to the level of, I don't know, wearing your Aaron Rodgers New York Jets jersey to Packers camp and then pestering Matt LaFleur repeatedly to get him to sign it for you?
Yeah, that was a smidge cringy, in my opinion.
Okay. It's just not rise to that level. But we did have some people besmirching our good reputation in their reactions.
Yeah, I had some guy tweet me, "I'm never listening to your show again." Like, what the hell did we do? But, yeah. All right.
Kyle Wallace, who I watched this clip multiple times because I got so much less than
shrapnel.
Supportive feedback from folks.
Shrapnel. You got a little shrapnel.
Indeed. Stray shrapnel. Say that five times fast. And he starts out by saying how much he loves Jordan Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he says something that you don't generally say about players you love. Here is our friend Kyle Wallace on KBN, Kyle Bruston Nortman, which you can listen to every weekday across ESPN Wisconsin beginning at 2 p.m. Here's what Kyle Wallace had to say about Jordan Love being injury prone.
I love me some Jordan Love. I do. But somebody's got to say it. He is injury prone. Jordan Love is an injury prone quarterback. I don't know why you're making that face. He's been injured two out of the three seasons that he's been here in Green Bay. That is two out of the three seasons that somebody has been hurt. It is a concerning trend that I have. And again, I don't want people to say, but, and I don't want people to go out there and say I'm exaggerating. I'm not. I'm just stating the fact that dude has been injury prone. I'm just acknowledging what a lot of people are afraid of.
So, first of all, we haven't gotten to his third season.
That's tough. Yeah.
That was a little smuggy.
His first season, he didn't miss a start. Didn't have any injury issues.
Corrective it. Yeah, he played. Yep.
Last year, obviously, injures his knee in the waning moments in Brazil.
And by the way, I joined those guys yesterday, and we were having like an adjacent conversation about that. And I also reiterated to Kyle, he was supposed to be out 6 to 8 weeks, and he missed two games. With that knee injury. Continue.
Then he suffers the groin injury in Jacksonville. He leaves that game, but makes the start the next week.
Yeah.
He didn't miss a start after that.
He did not. Nope.
Now, there was something with a funny bone elbow deal in the regular season finale against the Bears. But again, they clearly had decided they weren't catching the Commanders for the sixth seed, which they wouldn't have. Even if they'd have won, they wouldn't have. So they played the high side of caution and took him out. And now he has an injury which, in fairness to Jordan, and I have not talked to Jordan yet. I don't know if he's going to be available in Indianapolis while they're practicing with the Colts, and he won't be participating. He's joining the team there. But I feel very confident that if I said to Jordan Love, Jordan, this exact same injury happens to you with your left thumb in week 5 of the regular season, and you have to play the next week, are you playing? I believe
he's playing.
He's playing. It's not his throwing.
You tape it up and he's playing.
Correct.
Yeah, he's going to tape it up and play.
And
yeah.
So I just found, like, and look, he's, according to what we've been told, and again, just because we're told something by the powers that be at 1265 Lombardi Avenue doesn't mean it's going to come to fruition, but they are planning for him to return to practice next week. Not playing the preseason finale against the Seahawks,
bet,
but
yeah,
practice.
I would bet he'll come back and throw the ball around. He ain't going to be taking snaps, and
you wouldn't think so.
I would
but
be
may,
shocked.
I don't
if
know.
He'll be some Skelly, some stuff like that. Yeah.
All I'm saying is that this was from our friend Kyle, who I believe I talk to them again tomorrow. This was premature and slightly over the top. I don't think we can put the injury-prone tag on him. I just don't. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's accurate. Am I wrong or is he wrong?
No, I agree. I don't think you can. I'm also not in the business of telling people what to think.
Sure.
You can refute points like we did. And, you know, if people want to throw shrapnel at us, that's fine. That's life. You're gonna be in this position. Jordan Love has missed what, two games in his two seasons as a starter, correct?
Correct. He's missed two starts, yes, sir.
The NFL is really difficult to play 17 weeks in a row. There's a reason Favre and Eli Manning have that streak that they do. It's really an impressive streak, and it's tough. Jordan Love has fought through stuff. Football players get injured, and stuff does happen. Does that make you injury prone? I don't even know what injury prone means. If you blow your knee out, is that you're injury prone? If you have a bunch of soft tissue and you're missing a couple games, yeah, I guess that's where you would put it. But it's easy from a fan standpoint and from a talking head standpoint to say certain things. If you've kind of been through it and you've seen it, you're a little bit more, I guess, empathetic to that point. And in looking at Jordan Love, I don't think at this point in his career you could make that claim, because he's missed a minimal amount of time. When you're starting to talk about the injuries that he's had, he's really had what, the groin, he missed a half a game, and then that knee injury that he missed 2 weeks that he should have missed six.
Or at least four.
I think it was a 6-8 when they came out with it, and then they moved it to 4-6 after. Kyle has every right. Kyle can say what he wants.
No doubt.
Rusty can say what he wants. Norty
can
say what they
want.
And then you can, exactly. You can judge and make your opinions off of him how you want. I don't think we want to get in the business of censorship and all that. I just don't think that's
no. I'm not.
Which is
no
what
one. I don't
of,
think anybody's
some
saying
of the
that.
Fans I, that were
we
tweeting
just disagree.
At us were saying 100%. Yes.
Some fans were saying he should be censored.
No, it's just like the, you know, I just read some of the stuff and idiots and all this other stuff. You take that for what it's worth.
For the record, Brad can't say whatever he wants right now. He just had vocal cord surgery.
He did. I checked in with him the other night. I think he's finally allowed to speak in soft, hushed tones now.
So is he on air, like, nodding and, like,
no,
still on the video, or is he off?
No, he's they have a special podcast in which he does mime.
No, you could give him... You could give him this. You could give him a little grease board. You could let him, Kyle.
Not everyone watches the video, though.
Is that,
you could say, Kyle.
Listen on the radio.
They could repeat and say, Norty, what are you doing getting after me about calling him injury prone? Because Norty could say, Kyle, that wasn't real smart.
Like
that, wasn't your best
like when
take.
They talked to Lassie in the old show. Lassie says there's a kid down the well.
All right, we need to play trivia. Jesse, are we a match behind of trivia this week?
We are. So here's the deal. It is Wednesday, boy. And I know how much we love our Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. We also didn't play yesterday because we had the big news with Jordan Love's surgery
procedure.
Yeah, big day yesterday. So today we're going to run back what we originally planned for yesterday.
Yarr!
pirate trivia today with the Brewers wrapping up their series with the Pirates. Tomorrow, we will do double Wisconsin geography Thursday to make up for missing yesterday. So that's the plan All for right. trivia. So tomorrow's double Wisconsin geography. Today, our other favorite, Pirate Trivia Wednesday today.
All right. Well, they've won 11 in a row, so let's do 11. We're not going to count our burgers before they roost, or whatever it was you said earlier. So we won't do caller 12 because they got to get number 12. First pitch is at what time, Jesse?
1:10 this afternoon.
And our coverage on 100.5 ESPN Madison and 620 WTMJ. Also, we have the Beaver Dam part 90, of the network.
95.3 WBEV.
Coverage starts at 12:35, so shortly after we go off the air. Caller 11 right now for Pirate Trivia, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Pirate Trivia on Wilde and Tausch Trivia is next. After I tell you about the great folks, and they are great. Vince is awesome. We're so excited to have them on board with the show. It's Lakeland Supply. And core values are an important piece to any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner, top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to their community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work with you to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles, we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back to these days.
Time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. This can't be. Again,
oh,
Jesse?
Boy. Somebody's excited. Oh, look at him.
Woohoo! Another first timer. It's good karma. Let's welcome him in. It is John in Brookfield. John, good morning. Welcome to your debut of Wilde and Tausch Trivia. How you doing?
Good. I've got two anecdotes for you. I'll try to make it quick. So I gave you guys up for Lent. I gave you up for Lent because I was listening for 3 hours a day, and today's the first day I started listening again.
Oh, wait a minute.
Jeez, that's a long time. Lent ended
a while ago.
April.
Ended on Easter. What'd you forget about us?
You get into a habit and start developing other interests and stuff, and...
No.
The other quick thing is...
Well, I really hope the second story
is better
than the
first one. We don't want you to develop other interests, John. Not from 9 till 12. Have your interest in the afternoon.
The other thing is, like 2 weeks ago, we did an escape room and with a bunch of coworkers, and it was pirate-themed, and we all kind of came out of the escape room going, arr.
Well, I got to tell you, we're happy to have you. We're happy you're a first-time contestant. We're happy to have you back listening. Don't let it happen again. All right, let's play trivia.
John, did you solve the escape room with your workmates?
We did. Yeah, we did. We did
How
one
much
out
help?
In Waukesha. And we, I think they gave us one clue, but we did it. We worked real well together as a team.
Okay.
Yeah.
That might be a fun Wilde and Tausch little thing to go do.
I'd rather
we've
do the
done
murder
escape
mystery
rooms.
Train
fun.
Dinner thing.
They're fun.
I don't want to be in a room with you. The show's better when I'm not
feel like
you
would be pretty aggravating to do an escape room with.
Would I would? Be?
Yeah.
Probably. That's probably a fair criticism.
Yarr, time for trivia.
I'll break Big Cat with me.
Can I ask you a question very quick, John, before we play trivia? If that's okay with you.
Yeah, I'm messaging a coworker. She's the biggest pirate fan in the world, and I know. So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, she'll maybe know what the answer is to this then. What do you call a pirate who doesn't believe the ocean exists?
Vanessa, what do we got here? No. pirate who doesn't believe the ocean exists.
Yeah, what do you call that? You're gonna laugh.
I don't know. My fifth grade daughter said not a pirate. How's that?
Not bad. That's not it. A conspiracy theorist.
That's one of your better ones. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Don't, let's not act like you came up with that yourself. You read that from a book somewhere.
I found it on the internet.
John. Question number one is this.
Why am I going third? I'm just asking.
Jesse has a rationale. Dramatic buildup and a chance to prepare.
All right.
I think it's probably, okay. I gotta be honest, I think it's probably better for you to go first and get it out of the way. Would you like to go first?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Shiver me timbers, mate! What would be the name of the most famous fiction of pirates of all time, featured as the main villain in Peter Pan? Is it
sound like the Packers
a Captain
Hook?
Is it a Captain Hook? Is it Captain Barbossa? Or is it Arnold Palmer?
Never gets
Captain it. Hook, matey.
Yeah. I thought I crushed the Arnold Palmer part. The first part, not as good.
Yeah, just channel that for the rest of it. Then start there.
Yeah.
It really is amazing. Okay. Well. In kind of a weird way. All right. First mate, Jesse, I believe, has question number two. Ooh. And now that puts me, Admiral Wilde, batting pseudo cleanup here.
Ahoy, John! Pittsburgh Pirates star pitcher Paul Skeens and longtime girlfriend Livy Dunn, who Tausch accidentally followed on Instagram, both attended college at which SEC university? Did they go to Tennessee, LSU, or Arkansas?
I'm having a hard time getting over that Arkansas thing. So, what was B again?
I'll give you all three. Tennessee, LSU, or Arkansas?
I'll say B, LSU.
All right, John, you're two for two. Here comes question three.
Hoist the sails of the pirate ship featured at Raymond James Stadium, home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And tell me this. In which type of industry does the Raymond James Company operate? Is it telecommunications, financial services, or do they sell ice cream?
Well, I know it's not C. What was it, telecommunications or what? What was it?
telecommunications or financial services.
Financial services.
A perfect three for three.
There you go.
Welcome back to the show. Don't ever leave again.
I have one more question for John, if he'd like
it,
since he did so well.
Of course you do. Yes, indeed.
John, what did the pirate say to the plumber?
I don't know. Something about a landlubber. I don't know. My daughter.
Cover up your crack. You got to see this coming a mile away. Release the crack and get to work.
Oh, boy. John, you got all three right. You got four entries into the drawing. for a ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. Good luck, buddy. Welcome back.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thanks for the laugh.
That was fun. Jesse, great job on trivia. I'm glad we did not lose it because we didn't do trivia yesterday. Well done. Tausch, in your best golden Colorado accent, tell us about your love of Coors Light.
Yeah, whether you're playing Pirate Trivia, going to the Brewer game this afternoon, looking for that 12-game win streak, pregame, postgame, whatever it might be, crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold package because it is made to chill. Make sure, look at that right there. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. But make sure you celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a golden Colorado.
Yesterday, Woe Nelly did not go well.
No, it was not good.
Much like Jacob Monk will be looking to redeem himself against the Colts, Jesse Monk will do his best to redeem himself next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
The redemption tour of Woe Nelly begins now.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Yesterday did not go well.
There's an understatement.
Therefore, I yield my Woe Nelly time.
Oh, you're quitting?
To two special surprise guests. Live from a George Webb's near you.
Oh, look at this.
It's Alex Strofe and Will Summers.
Peshtigo? Hey, boys. You guys did Peshtigo?
Not Peshtigo, no. I didn't know
that's
there was
cute.
One in
you guys are that's we didn't know either until Jason brought it up. You guys are sharing earbuds. That's cute.
Yeah, we figured easier to hear us and easier to hear you this way. Same side of the booth, really kind of like we're on a date, you know?
And eating burgers like Lady of the Tramp.
He actually has pocket pancakes. But I'm having a burger. It's delicious, phenomenal.
I guess my question is, given your behavior the last time there'd been 11 consecutive victories, do you feel like going and supporting your local George Webb by purchasing your food is going to bring us better karma than the last time when you put your lawn chair outside and waited in line or wore the line for your free burgers? You think this is a better way to go?
Yeah, I don't want to speak for Will, but I just feel like we're supporting
the
local
one with the
business
microphone.
And having lunch. Yeah, well, he can have it. Here you go.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little bit hungry. We're just going to get an early lunch. I don't really see what the problem is with that.
Agreed. Nicely done.
Thanks, Tausch.
I am curious, which George Webb location are you at? Would you like some people to come join you, or are you trying to keep your, are you like Tausch, you want your location undisclosed?
Undisclosed.
Okay. My next question is, I don't see anybody at the tables nearby. Is George Webb busy today, or do we think a lot of people are holding out for the free potential burgers that could be coming next?
So there's probably about 10 other people in here, you know, supporting local business, supporting a George Webb, who's going to be giving away, allegedly, hundreds of thousands of burgers, hopefully tomorrow. Wouldn't be tomorrow? Oh, gotcha. Okay. They need more time to prepare. Got it.
Ah. Suddenly this became a valuable segment. We learned some information.
I gotta be honest.
Now you know.
Didn't expect that would be the case.
Breaking news.
I love that they're getting ready. I don't really want to give you guys much opportunity to ruin this, so I'm trying to, you know, delicately discuss this with you. Because I know you did issue an apology the last time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they did, and they shouldn't have. I don't think they did anything wrong last time.
Mm. You didn't apologize? I could have sworn I saw you apologizing.
Why do you think he apologized?
On social media.
It may have been captioned Alex Strobe's apology, but I apologize to anybody that believes in superstition and jinxes. That's on them, not me.
Mm. Okay.
Including you, Jason, by the way.
No,
because you were tweeting about me at 11 o'clock last night. You're starting the show with saying we should be banned from the airwaves today. I just want to support local business. I love George Webb.
There you go.
Are you going to go to the other locations and just eat your way around all the George Webbs in town for the rest of the day?
It's not a bad idea. I could do Mr. Irrelevant live from one, do KBN live from another, do the Homer Hour live from another. Will, how many are there in the Milwaukee area? Will, do you know?
No idea.
You guys know?
I was looking this up earlier. There is that's the closest one to us here in Green Bay. And you being a Green Bay native, the number of locations. Now again, give me a random Milwaukee zip code. 53219. Let's do that.
Sure.
53. This is great radio.
Did we ever find out if that Peshtigo one was open for them to have to go up there?
They're open. They are definitely open. The closest one.
Oh, the mascot's ones... here again.
I'm sorry?
The George Webb mascot is outside with a sign that says "We want free burgers."
Good.
Yeah,
he doesn't believe in jinxes either.
So what's the difference with Strophy and Will did that compared to the mascot doing? Is there a difference
the
now?
Mascot
if the Brewers lose
there.
Today, are we going to blame the mascot?
We should.
Yeah, I've got 21 locations throughout the greater Milwaukee area. So, 20 to go.
I don't know if I can. That's literally almost a marathon, right? 26 miles is a marathon.
Yeah.
I can knock it all out, considering the game starts in what, an hour 10, hour 20
minutes?
That's
true. But now we know you won't get free burgers tomorrow, so we would allow you to continue your quest.
That's true.
Weren't you supposed to do 24 hours in a diner with Craig for that Pick'em League last year on Sunday Karma? Maybe this could be the return on investment there, is you and Craig and Will go to all, you do a marathon until you finish the George Webb's tour.
Yeah, that's true. That's not a half bad idea by you, Jesse. I don't know, Will, you weren't around when this occurred. So you're saying if they lose, we have to do the marathon, or if they win, we have to do the marathon?
I think you do it either way, honestly.
It's true. I'm very distracted by the mascot behind us.
Okay. Well, we can let you and George hang out together, and Will.
That'd be good.
1:10 first pitch. Hopefully, the Brewers emerge victorious, and these two pocket pancake burger munching knuckleheads will be able to celebrate with a tour of all of the George Webbs in the southeastern Wisconsin region. Boys, have fun. Keep it up.
I have a mouthful of food, otherwise I'd speak. Thanks, guys.
Well, that was a nice surprise.
That was nice, yeah. After the bludgeoning that old boy took yesterday, he kind of passed it off to others. He's
Now if you thought it was bad, it's not on me.
That was good. That was good. That was good planning. Did you come up with that on your own, or did somebody else have that creative idea?
We collaborated there.
Well, I liked it. And by the way,
it's the opposite of that, though.
Yeah, fair. By the way, I tweeted that last night in good fun. I don't believe in jinxes either, but you know, we want people to be engaging on social media, so I tried to participate in the social media process. I don't think that it's their fault that the Brewers lost.
I think there's a difference between believing in jinxes and being superstitious.
You think so?
Because I think all of us have a little superstition in us.
Knock on wood.
Amen. Amen.
I'm superstitious that the next time we see Bucky, he's going to nose butt you again, and then you're going to emerge with a concussion. But you still, you won't forget. You won't forget that you love UW Credit Union.
Concussion-like symptoms, but you know what? For every stage of life and consciousness, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. You know, I love keeping my banking local. I love that member-first service, and I love the great perks that are one of the many reasons I joined and became a member of the UW Credit Union. But even with Bucky almost giving me a concussion, I love that little fella. You can't say no to that face. And I love Wisconsin. You just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things, but man, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like guided. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
All right, we're out of time as usual. Brewers Pirates for 12 in a row. 1:10 first pitch. Coverage begins on the Brewers Radio Network. 620 WTMJ, 100.5 ESPN Madison, WBEV in Beaver Dam at 12:35. And by this time tomorrow, we'll either be talking burgers or we'll still be talking about how good this team is, even if they don't get to 12 in a row. We'll find out this afternoon. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Can't wait for Eleanor to get home from camp. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.